The meadow and the adjoining woodlot were just right for valiant knights and fair ladies that springy Saturday afternoon. The meadow, soft and green and open, was right for the pavilion where the jousting match could take place. The big beech tree at the far sunrising end made such a delightful canopy over the king's judgment throne. And then after the bout and the victorious knight was sent forth to do battle with the dragon, there was no more mysterious lurking place for a coily, fire-breathing beast than the shadowy woodlot with its thick thimbleberry thicket, its black cave under the drippy spring shelf and its close-grown oak and maples. Indeed, there was always something terrifying to the children about the woodlot, even when the sun pierced through its wall of branches and leaves. The thimbleberry thicket had never been completely explored, and as for the oozy cave, well, Jonathan had ventured in as far as the first bed once, holding a bit of lighted candle. But the candle had been blown out, and he had rushed to wide-eyed Peter and Janet Jane, who had stayed outside, peering in at the cave's black mouth. Jonathan, when he could get his breath, vowed he saw something strange around the bend, just before the candle flickered out. But Jonathan had a vivid imagination. It was he who made up all the plays and all the games that took place in the meadow and spilled over into the woodlot on Saturdays. And whether he really did see something strange around the bend or had just imagined it, Peter and Janet Jane could not be sure. Their mother said he had just imagined it, of course. "What nonsense, Jonathan. You're too old to imagine such things. No wonder you were so poor in arithmetic this month." Jonathan really didn't see the connection. But that wasn't all about the woodlot. Peter, just sick, said he had heard a lion roaring in a thimbleberry thicket one silly evening when he had gone back to find his lost cap in the meadow. But then Peter had a generous share of imagination, too. "Lions are only in Africa or in a circus," Janet Jane had said with feminine authority. But Peter replied in his well-known lisp and with his head cocked that there was no good reason why a lion couldn't be found in a thimbleberry thicket just as well as a badger or a chipmunk, and no amount of argument could convince him otherwise. Suppose lions didn't eat thimbleberries. Couldn't one have been in the thicket for some other reason? Or couldn't one have been there for no reason at all? Why should there always be a reason for things? Peter liked to go places for no reason. Maybe lions did too. Janet Jane pretended to be skeptical about the possibility of unknown and terrifying things lurking in the woodlot. Until one morning early, having gone alone to the meadow to find mushroom buttons, she had seen a pixie stick his head out and grin broadly at her, wriggling his pointed ears like a rabbit at the same time. As Janet Jane stared at him, another pixie wearing a pink sunbonnet, although he looked very much like a boy pixie otherwise, bobbed up over the first pixie's shoulder and wriggled his long nose at her, just like a rabbit too. Then Janet Jane, who stood rooted to the spot with astonishment, declared that the two pixies began to sing, one in tenor and one in bass. Strangely enough, she remembered the words of a song. It went, butter and eggs, mushroom buttons and spider legs. Mix them up and bake them brown, and you'll have a dish that will tempt a town. Now, this sounded suspicious to Jonathan because Janet Jane was just learning to cook, and she was always singing receipts, and some of her proposed dishes were queer indeed. Therefore, it was strange that the two pixies she saw that early morning should sing receipts too. But Janet Jane said, not at all. They were doing it just to poke fun at her. Pixies always poke fun anyhow. They were like brownies in that respect, and not at all like fairies who are too well brought up to poke fun. They sang the song through twice with a different tune each time, and after that, Janet Jane managed to say shoo at the pixies, and they had vanished into the woodlot. Stooping to pick up her spilled mushroom basket, Janet Jane heard the rude fellows laughing at her. Oh, high shrill laughter, like a tree squirrel's bark.